How thick is your heart? How thick is your heart? Have you been hurt bad enough that you feel like a turtle tucked into your shell? The Holy Spirit spoke through Isaiah, saying, "Go to this people and say, you will keep on hearing but never understand, and you will keep on seeing but never perceive, because the heart of this people has grown thick." Acts 28, verses 26 and 27. When you keep your heart protected from everything, you lose the sensitivity it takes to be aware of God's presence and see His works. Most people seem to be following their own agenda, and that's all they focus on. With their ears, they barely hear, and their eyes, they have closed, for fear that they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and do teshuva, turn, so that I could heal them, Acts 28:27. Why do we so often fear change? When we're walking on our own without Christ, we tend to think we are safer in the known than if we upset the atmosphere. No waves means smoother sailing. But what is the destination? The Israelites' ears were closed. They refused to follow God's directions. Therefore, let it be known to you that this salvation of God has been sent to the Goyim, Gentiles, and they will listen. Acts 28:28. Are you listening? Do you fear understanding the truth and turning to live for God? Do you realize that it means the difference between living and dying? If you have faced that fear, you probably have a terrific testimony of God's amazing redemption. Those of us who have been redeemed are given the instruction to tell others so that they may come to believe as well. Let those redeemed by Adonai, the Lord, say it. Psalm 107, verse 2. Help others to see the real danger is refusing to turn to the Lord. That's the same as choosing the enemy. Who can you tell your story to?